As COVID-19 cases rise, many school districts are starting the year online, and many more parents don't want to repeat the experience of last spring where online education was for hours a day on Zoom. Forming a pandemic pod or private quarantine of students led by an instructor is one way to bolster learning during the pandemic, but it comes at a cost financially and socially. And Stephanie Briles is watching the debate unfold on Facebook. She has a group she started called Quarantine Houston. She's a mom who recently taught kindergarten. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
So why did you start this group?
I was getting inundated with phone calls from desperate parents. I left in February of last year to have my baby. And so shortly after, you know, school went online. And so they were already calling me. And then this summer, as everybody started realizing we're not going back in the fall, you know, my phone continued to blow up. And I thought, I don't know how I can help all these parents. So I just randomly started this Facebook group thinking, you know, maybe a couple hundred moms would get on and kind of network, and it just blew up.
Yes. I mean, there are similar Facebook groups across the country, but your group specifically has more than 5,600 members now. One post on the site today that a parent wrote says, looking for someone to come over four times a week for 2 hours, 8 hours total a week, to check homework and play with our 11-year-old girl, schedule flexible, paying $35 an hour. Is this the kind of thing mainly that parents want, or and are they finding it? And I want to say, we're hearing your new baby on your lap yes. as we talk.
Yes. They are finding it. I mean, they're able to kind of network all over Houston. They're looking for somebody just to come once a week and make sure that they're, you know, doing this work from school correctly. So I think there's a lot of different things they're looking for. And there's been tons of connections being made. So they're definitely finding the help they need.
Yeah, tons of connections being made. Are parents talking at all about the cost? And of those who are they finding ways to help with the cost?
Yes. So we've had, sadly, a few heated debates about cost, and it's hard. I totally understand. I mean, nobody anticipated this, and it's definitely expensive to hire a private tutor. We've had a couple of parents come in and, you know, worried about children whose parents can't afford this. And so they've gone to their churches and seen if they can open up, you know, a room at the church and just get a volunteer to come and help the kids online. I've heard of some local YMCAs opening up. There's a couple just nonprofits that are, you know, finding space in community centers and stuff. So I think that so far, I mean, people are getting inventive and kind of figuring out how to solve the problem if they can't afford it.
I'm also thinking about a potential social cost to this experiment in education. I mean, are you seeing parents literally staying in their own bubble when forming these pods, maybe by race or belief or socioeconomic status? Or are there parents in Houston who are seeking out that diversity? Some people are now calling those equity pods.
I would say in Houston, yes. I feel like Houston's really a melting pot. Our neighborhoods are very diverse. So I haven't really seen, you know, anybody excluding anyone or anything like that. I would think if there's any sort of exclusion, and it's not on purpose, it would end up being a socioeconomic situation just because I don't know how many low-income families necessarily have access to a group sure. or computers or anything like that. So that's it's a definite group of people that we need to get in touch with.
Yeah, yeah. We're really seeing a melding and a changing of the way we're teaching our children in this moment. Do you think, though, this pandemic will reshape education as we know it moving forward? So much has happened just in the last few months.
I think it already has. I really hope that, you know, it's a big awakening for all of us that we remember that childhood is the greatest gift. You know, we spend our entire adult lives wishing we were still children, and how did it go by so fast? And so my hope is that all of us, you know, parents and teachers alike, remember that these are their most formative years, and it is precious, and we need to make sure that we make it amazing for them.
Stephanie Briles is the founder of Quarantine Houston, a Facebook group for parents seeking to form pandemic pods. Thank you for talking with us, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, as you heard Stephanie say, not everyone can afford private tutors. So in some parts of the country, community groups are filling the need for extra support for families. And let's bring in Lakeisha Young. She's executive director of Oakland Reach in California. And Lakeisha, you organized a summer program called The Hub to provide stipends and laptops and virtual learning tools for about 200 students. Tell us more about it.
So the way that The Hub looked this summer is it was broken into three centers powered through Google Classroom and Zoom, and they had live teachers. We hired 15 teachers to teach them. Our kindergarten through second grade students participate in something called the Literacy Liberation Center, which was focused all on literacy. And they were in school from 10 to 1, 5 days a week. And then our third through eighth graders participated in something called the National Summer School Initiative. And they were in school 5 days a week from 9 to 12:35. For about 3 days a week, the kids also had the opportunity to participate in afternoon enrichments. So they did martial arts, urban farming, which is this combination of cooking, and they had science projects. And then they also had an option with creative writing. So we created a full learning day and experience for the kids. But in addition to that, which I think is really unique to what we built to serve our communities, is two things. One is every family had a family liaison. That's like that person who is supporting you from everything to setting up an email to, you know, talking you off the ledge if it's just becoming too much. It's almost like an educational social worker. So that was uniquely how we set up The Hub, keeping in mind that the health concerns of our families are first and forefront, right? In their minds, we have people, multi-generations living in the same household. So again, potting up with someone else, even in a low-cost scenario or no-cost scenario, it's just really not an option for many of our families.
Yeah. So you've been able to produce this proof of concept as we go into the fall. School has already started in Oakland yesterday. School is virtual now. What does the hub look like as we move through the school year? And I'm guessing you'd love to be able to see this replicated in other parts of the country where the need is also great.
Yes. I mean, you just said it perfectly, Tanya. But as the school year kicks off, we're kind of looking at it this way. We see our families probably falling into two categories this fall. So we have parents who are happy with how their schools have responded in COVID in terms of distance learning. And as we speak, their kids got their Chromebooks, they've got what they needed, and they're ready to, and they're online learning, and they feel good about it. But they love The Hub. And they love The Hub because as a parent, you are being provided the supports needed to really, like, raise your game to support your child in this new normal that will be lasting for quite a long time. And we are at the table with our district partners and our sort of charter management organization, CMO partners, but we are designing this really based on the needs and desires of our families, because in Oakland, just like in other cities, low-income families, just like families with, you know, more privilege, both have the same desires for their kids to go to college. They also are pretty discontent about the instruction and the educational plans that they were receiving. And so The Hub, you know, is about how do we design what works for our communities? Pods work for a certain community, but The Hub needs to exist for a lot of other kind of families. But it does require fundraising to make this happen.
Lakeisha Young is executive director of Oakland Reach, which is developing a system for online education support for the school year, and it is already underway. Lakeisha, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.